Blog Talk Radio.
Hot wings, baby. Do you have any?
Yeah, we got hot wings.
Have some hot wings.
Coming right up.
And some fries.
And some fries.
You want pepper?
Yeah.
She likes pepper.
And a pickle.
Hey,
you thought he had a flip. You know, too cute to be working here. It's bad. Go on.
Hey, Jim. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking their petal girl.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Facts on deck, Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. Gas up the jet for you tonight. And baby, pick up the telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Once you can get it, my dear, $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body, long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it, tell the mother, bro, joker, be quiet. Strong.
baby. Put this big boy in your life. That's right. I want your body. Need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it. Go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother, bro, Joker, be quiet.
Hello? Hello? So I need to keep the cigar. Where you get that from?
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or have an opinion on today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be a part of the show. All right? Again, that number is 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call 678-549-0274 and ask for me personally, 678-549-0274. I will help you if you're looking to buy, you're looking to sell, or you know someone who's looking to buy or looking to sell, give me a call. I will help them from top to bottom, start to finish. I hold your hand from start to finish until you get the keys to your dream home in hand. And you guys can also reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's my email, frankwilliams@kw.com. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you guys are having a great Thursday morning or afternoon. It's not afternoon yet, so I hope you guys are having a great morning so far, and hope all is well, right? We're headed towards the weekend. We're headed towards Super Bowl weekend. This is Super Bowl weekend, and I'm excited about what's going on, what's happening, where we're headed, how things are going, all this, okay? All this. And I know, you know, a lot of you guys are thinking about who's going to win the game. Who's going to win the game? Okay. My prediction is that Kansas City will win the game. But I've heard that someone let the cat out of the bag and said that the game will be 37-34 in favor of the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't know how true that is, but hey, that's a real rumor to follow, right? That's a real rumor to follow. Okay? And but that may be the case. Who knows? Who knows? Until you talk to someone who's in that side of things, or do that type of thing, or watch, you know, or part of the NFL and knows what goes on, then we really don't know, right? We really don't know until someone slips up and some things happen, and there's trouble, right? Until that stuff happens, then we just never know. It's like when, you know, what's the guy's name that was in New York who had the Ponzi scheme, Madoff? You know, Madoff. And it's funny. And I just thought of this. Madoff with a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? he made off with a lot of people's money. And here's the deal. Because, you know, people left and right. He wasn't being truthful about anything. He wasn't trading any stocks. What he'd do is, if I gave him money, he'd take my money and give you my money. Take my money and give you my money. If you invested with him, he'd take my money and give my money to you, because that's the way his scheme worked. Okay? And he's always out there looking for money, looking for people to invest, telling you, okay, you invested with me. Do you know someone who wants to make money? I'm making a killing here. You know? And then you go to your friend who's got lots of money and say, hey, you know, I just invested with this guy. I got this in return. He's looking for more investors. And they'd invest, and then he'd take their money. He'd take their money, okay, and give it to you and say, hey, here you go, Frank. This is how much money your money made last month. When he wasn't even, he wasn't even making money. He wasn't even making trades. He was taking people's money and giving it to other people. That was his scheme. That was his way of doing business. And that was horrible. He destroyed a lot of lives with that. Okay? He destroyed a lot of lives with that. I don't know how I got off on that, but let's get into today's show. Again, the call-in number is 516-531-9483. Today's show is entitled, What Makes a Man or a Woman Want to Get Divorced Other Than Money? I'm going to say that again. What makes a man or a woman want to get divorced other than money? Okay, money is the number one reason for divorce in America right now. Okay? So we're not talking about that. We know about money, right? We know about the money. I think second in line is infidelity. Frank, what's infidelity? Infidelity is a man or a woman going outside their marriage and having relationships with other men or other women. That's infidelity. And then a lot of men and women or women get caught having relationships with other men or women outside of their relationship. And when that happens, it's usually divorce. Okay? It's usually divorce. And then I think third in line is sex. And we talked just the other day about sex. I had a show that talked about women don't like broke men and men don't like broke women either. But men like broke women who have good sex, who makes good sex, who knows how to have good sex. Okay, they can be broke, but if they know how to be sexy, how to have sex, care of a man, they'll deal with it, right? And they'll go and find another woman that they'll say is their number one, which is the woman that they take to the movies, take the cookouts, take the mom's house, all this and all that. You know, like, but that's not the one for intimacy. The one for intimacy is that girl that knows how to be intimate. Knows how to be intimate. Say, Frank, what do you mean knows how to be intimate? Well, there are women out there who don't know how to be intimate, have not been taught how to be intimate, have learned that men aren't number one in their lives. And as you, when you get married to a man or a woman, you're telling them that, hey, we're in this together. I'm going to take care of you. You're going to take care of me. And that's not just financially. That's being intimate with each other and everything. I asked a woman the other day, I said, if you were looking for a man, okay, you're not married, but you're looking for a man, and you know what you want, tall, dark, handsome, whatever the case may be. And you're at a restaurant, you're sitting maybe with your girlfriend, and you know, y'all may be having an appetizer or whatever, and you look around and you see that guy walks into the restaurant, and he catches your eye because that's what you like. That's what you like. So if as far as appearance goes, that's what you like. So you see that man, and you tell your girlfriend, man, look, check him out. He fine right there. You know what I'm saying? So if you're looking, and now you see someone that has those qualities that you're looking for, as far as appearance goes, because you don't know them yet, why wouldn't you? If and let me back up. He comes into the restaurant. He goes to the bar and sits at the bar and he orders a drink. He's by himself. You didn't see him come in with a woman. You're chilling. You didn't see a woman come in, ask for him, sit with him. You didn't see him come in with a woman and she went to the restroom. None of that. It's like he's alone. So, now you're thinking, hey, maybe he's by himself. And I don't know about women, but men look at women and look at the hands of women to see if they're wearing a wedding band. So she looks and sees that he's not wearing a wedding band. And so now what do you do as a woman? Do you go over to the bar and sit next to this guy and order your drink and try to start a conversation? Do you do that? And most women, like the woman that I talked to, she said, nah, that's a bit too straightforward. Well, why not? Why is it a bit too straightforward? It's not. That's exactly what it should be. A woman should be able to go to a man and approach a man and initiate a conversation. If she's looking for a man and she saw the man that she likes, yet that's you got to find out. You got to find out if he's the one. Now, what makes a man or a woman want to get a divorce once they're married other than money? I told you. Sex and infidelity other than money. Other than money. If a woman is not doing the things that a man wants her to do as far as intimately, then that's a problem. It's one of the top three problems, right? It's one of the top three problems to fix it. You have to fix that problem. You have to. So, guys, I'm not feeling well right now, so I'm going to close out the show. But please, guys, we'll be back tomorrow for Free Fall Friday, and we'll go from there, okay? Hey, guys, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See you.